This is WUWM's Chuck Quirnbach. More poll workers are still needed around Wisconsin on Election Day, and there are indications they'll have to work even harder than during previous elections. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chief Official Megan Wolf says about 200 poll workers are needed in 70 communities. In southeastern Wisconsin, that includes Cudahy, Elm Grove, the town of Waterford, three towns or villages in Kenosha County, and one in Walworth County. You have to be a qualified voter in that county to work at a polling place within it. Wolf says the numbers will continue to change over the next 12 days, but one thing appears set.
We continue to see that we're in much better shape when it comes to poll workers than we saw in previous elections. And so I think that's great and a real testament to our Wisconsinites' willingness to serve their communities as poll workers.
Wolf says the state continues to prepare to meet any emergency needs on Election Day. That includes potentially using willing state employees at the polls. She says it's up to Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers to decide on use of the National Guard. Wolf says poll workers will have plenty to do on November 3rd due to all the absentee ballots being cast in Wisconsin this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Because they can't start opening and tallying those absentee ballots until polls open on Election Day. And the number of people that are still remaining that we expect to vote on Election Day in person, they're going to be busy doing both. And so in many ways, our communities need more poll workers than they have before.
Election workers have already been busy. Wolf says 1.57 million absentee ballots have been requested in Wisconsin. All but about 10,000 have been sent out. Voters have already filled out and returned 1.1 million ballots. That includes about 150,000 completed Tuesday and Wednesday of this week during early in-person absentee voting. Wolf says it's hard to gauge if the in-person early vote is on an upswing from earlier presidential elections. She says that's because this is the first presidential race in Wisconsin, with all communities starting that type of early vote no earlier than 14 days before Election Day. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.